Here is our friend, our pal, the president and CEO of the Ottawa Senators, Tom Anselmi. Have you ripped the town apart in the relative few months that you've been there?
Well, we're working on it. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Wow. We're doing all right.
You missed our voice, didn't you, Tom?
I always miss you guys.
So 1,500 seats are getting booted out of the arena. What are you going to do with them? Are you just going to cover them up, or what's the plan here?
They're kind of semi-permanently covered up. So, yeah, we're not literally ripping them out right now.
Oh, damn. But, I wanted one.
We can make arrangements for that, Bob, guaranteed.
So are you going to put signage on them then, Tom? Can you sell them? Can you sell signage?
I guess we could. That's not the what's in the works right now. It's just covered with some team branding on it. But it was really just looking at the building. You know, this building was built in the 90s. And back in the early 90s, you know, there was that arms race going on where everyone was bigger, 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 and more suites and all that kind of thing. And, things have changed. And our lower bowl's too small. The upper bowl's too big. We've got a 200 level that most buildings don't even have now. We got too many suites. And so it was really an attempt to kind of right-size the building. And it's funny, though, eh? You do something with suites in the hockey arena in Canada, people pay attention. It's fun.
Well, you talked about the arms race in the 90s. That building, which was originally the Palladium/the Carell Center, was designed after the Palace at Auburn Hills. And what's happened to the Palace of Auburn Hills this year? It's being torn down, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an engineer. Technology has changed too, and how these things are built, isn't it? That's really changed things as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's that, and there's where they're being built, and but I think most importantly, it's the appetite of the sports fan and how they, what they want. And you remember, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, corporate suites were all the rage. And there's still a market for them, no question, but it's a smaller market. And, there's more people that want to, they want to be part of something with 100 people as opposed to 10 or 12. And or they don't want the effort of having to manage a suite or whatever. So it's just the sports fan, his tastes are changing, and we need to try and react to that.
Well, I guess. I mean, do you open these seats back up when demand increases or on special occasions during playoff games, or what's the plan?
No, that's not the plan, actually. We was asked that question a bunch of times. And first of all, the system that we're using to cover them is not easy. It's not like something you can just put on and take off pretty easily. But no, really the idea is that they're out of the seating manifest and we're not going to sell
them. That's
the
end of that. All right.
What's it?
No, that's the end of that, right?
Yeah. So they're gone, and ultimately, scarcity creates demand, and they were the cheapest seats in the building that weren't selling. So yeah. it was too much supply.
So you took over last December, was that right? Is that right or January?
January.
Okay.
The team.
But all of a sudden this season you got your team going to Sweden for a couple of games, and you've got an outdoor game. So all of this interest and all of this activity that you try to regrow the business is happening, that Ottawa is in many ways becoming a really dynamic hockey market for at least the next 3 months of the regular season.
Yeah, and in fairness to Eugene and some of the team here, some of these ideas were well in the works before I got here, so I can't take credit for them. But we've got we're coming off a great year last year. I mean, the team had such a fun run, and they're a nice team to watch, and we had such a great run there, and we're coming off of that, and then we're going to PEI for a couple of days in training camp.
Well, that's for Hockeyville. Is that Hockeyville?
Yeah. Yeah, and Sweden, and then the outdoor game. So, lots to build upon. It's good stuff. And, frankly, we've got a business here that we need that needs some building. So it's all good.
We were talking earlier about Erik Karlsson, and I know this isn't directly your bailiwick, but can you give us any kind of update on when he might be ready to go this year?
We had the team golf tournament yesterday, and Pierre and I did a panel with him and Pajot, and so I can tell you what he said, which is he's going to start skating sometime soon, and then he'll be able to take it from there. So I guess there's no deadline right now, other than Pierre has said we're not going to rush him. It's a long season, and let's make sure he's 100%, and take it from there. So that's really all we know.
So, Tommy, where are you with LeBreton? What's going on there?
You know, it's we're sort of it's early in the process, and I say that, you know, it's a process that started about a year and a half ago. You know, a proposal process with the NCC, but you know, we're really just getting back into now the negotiations of, you know, what does it all look like, what does it all mean, how big's the breadbasket, and you know, and so it's still early in the process, but it's a priority now, and we're getting after it.
Well, and when you talk about that, I mean, and this is. I'm not going to put words in your mouth because you guys have to deal with them. But when you're talking with how many levels of government, and even before you put a shovel in the ground to build, you have to do a lot of cleanup there as well, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a big, complicated project, right? It's a 56-acre site. You know, the proposal included, you know, which was delivered and selected as the preferred proposal before my time, you know, includes, you know, millions of square feet of commercial and residential real estate, the arena, all kinds of public realm stuff, you know, a significant amount of contaminated soil in a site that has been contaminated for, you know, decades. You know, so it's a complicated project, and you know, I think, you know, the engineers and everybody that was involved with the original proposal, you know, put the concept together. But, you know, now we've got to figure out, how does it work? How does it get funded? Who are the partners? You know, what role does each of the stakeholders play? I mean, all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, we got our work cut out for us. I could often say, you know, these buildings take about 2 years to get built. But that's usually the easy part, building them. And it's, you know, bringing the project itself is a complicated project that's going to take some time, but it's a priority now. And you know, the NCC today said they're hoping by the end of the year we've got the basics figured out.
All right, Anselmi, I'm not real bright, as you well know, but here's the dilemma I face. It sounds like there's a chance this building might not get built. Is there a chance, or is this just the process you got to go through to get to the point where you can start sticking shovels in the ground?
Well, I think it's more the latter, Bob. I mean, listen, anything can happen, right? You know, big complicated projects sometimes don't happen. But listen, I think there's in my short time here, I've seen an owner that clearly wants to do this, and a city that clearly is behind the project, and an NCC that wants to develop the property that they own. And so, you know, all the will to do it is there. It's just a matter of, you know, bringing all the parties together and getting everything figured out so that it can go ahead. It's a big, complicated project. It was, you know, millions of square feet phased over 20 years or something like that. I mean, it's a big project. And the arena is kind of the anchor tenant of it, and the, you know, part of the reason for being, a big part of the reason for being, you know, it becomes a catalyst for a project like this. And what happened in the first phase, but, you know, which was originally planned for somewhere around 2021, 2022, something like that. So, you know, listen, the will is there. It's you know, all things being equal, I think this is a project that's going to happen, and it's going to be a terrific venue. I mean, it's just the location is killer.
Would Eugene be involved in the entire project, or is his interest just strictly in the arena?
Well, that's part of what is to be determined. You know, do we want to have a larger role, or do we want to focus on our bread and butter? And so that's still part of what has to be determined. But you know, the senator's organization was the lead proponent in the overall proposal. So now we've got to figure out what role do we really want to play.
Does that mean that what I would describe as planning is working alongside or parallel to approvals? Like, so I mean, is there two sets of meetings? Is there a meetings that you guys are sitting saying, what do we need beyond the arena? How do we do this? Where does, we know that there's a new LRT in Ottawa that's a factor in this, and then you're dealing with all the levels of government?
You know, yeah, I guess in a nutshell, John. I mean, you know, we are and have been talking to the city for some extended period of time through the proposal process. We're talking to the NCC through the process. You know, what the city, you know, the city's made a major investment in LRT, for instance, and so that, you know, that plays a role. There's two stations right on the site. you know, like I said at the start, it's a big, complicated project, and so there's a lot of moving parts here, and just the last little while, we've really kind of got back into all of those discussions with all the stakeholders and trying to figure it out over the next 6 months how this thing actually works.
Well, we wish you good luck with it. I mean,
thanks.
What we thought. Have you been to Edmonton, right?
You know what? I haven't. We're playing there on the 14th, and so I was talking to Nick and going to head out there and looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's spectacular.
Do you think there's any similarity in terms of what is being proposed
Ottawa's
now?
Ottawa's twice
in Ottawa?
The size.
In terms of square footage, of acreage.
Yep. It's twice the size of Edmonton.
Yeah.
Bigger piece of real estate. Different format, but at the end of the day, an arena that becomes the catalyst for a big development downtown, you know, that changes the face of the city, that part's similar.
Well, and Tom, you have had some experience doing that.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, this site in Ottawa reminds me a lot of kind of Liberty Village, you know, in its proximity to downtown. And you know, there it's the exhibition and a soccer stadium, but it could end up being that transformational for the city, and this arena and the view up to Parliament Hill and stuff. It's really spectacular.
Come and see us when you wander by, will you?
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, I hope. Thanks, Tommy.
Okay, anytime, guys.
Tom Anselmi, President CEO of the Ottawa Senators.